You're listening to the Orange County Economic Development Summit, an exclusive radio presentation on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, made possible by Orange County Government and the Board of Commissioners.
Hey, it's Aaron Keck here on The Hill. Thanks for joining us today as we talk about economic development here in Orange County, what has happened, what is happening, and what's in the works, and why it matters to you and all of us who live, work, and play in Orange County. We're going to be talking with a bunch of different people over the course of the next 4 hours about economic development, all of the different facets thereof, and what it means as we look forward to the future. Economic development in Orange County, driven and diversified through the arts, agriculture, entrepreneurship, tourism, and a whole lot more. Business growth and recruitment is encouraged here, and this summit is going to tell all of those stories and more. We're going to start the summit by setting the stage a little bit, and for that we are joined by Mark Dorison, who is the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, to help get us started today. Commissioner, thanks for joining us and kicking off the summit. How are you?
Oh, I couldn't be any better, Aaron. Thank you and everybody at CHL for hosting this really important event. It's really great to be here, and it's an exciting program that we've got laid out for us today. So I'm really looking forward to it.
So just give us the general overview. When we're talking about economic development in Orange County, what are we talking about, and what is it that sets Orange County apart?
Well, when we talk about Orange County and economic development, we on the Board of Commissioners, and I think the community also, really tries to think as broadly as possible. For a long time, I think, economic development generally has had a sort of narrow interpretation locally about, could you attract a new business? Or could you draw something in? Bringing someone in from outside, sort of the big game hunting kind of model, mm-hmm. trying to land a big factory or industry. In Orange County, we've always taken a little different approach to it and really looked at economic development in a more diversified way and in a way that more closely fit with our, values of social justice and environmentalism. And so when we think and we talk about economic development in the county, we talk about things like our support for the arts, mm-hmm. Agriculture, entrepreneurship, and tourism, as well as trying to attract. I don't want to make it sound like we're not trying to attract new businesses all the time, but it's a broader approach than just how do we recruit new things here.
And I know it's attracting new businesses, it's supporting the businesses that are already here, and it's generating and incubating new businesses and sustaining them as they get started, right?
That's exactly right. We have a great entrepreneurial spirit here in the county. There's a lot of excitement and energy coming out of the university on entrepreneurship and economic development. And there's just a tremendous a number of really creative local businesses and artisans who are a critical part of that economy. We don't necessarily think of agriculture as being economic development, but in fact, it is. It's been a critical part of the culture of our county, but it's also been a critical part of economic development and growth, supporting farmers, agricultural industries, agritourism, seeing the connections from farm to table and the restaurants, how that fits in. So that has all been really important, and again, fits into that theme of the environmental and agricultural legacy of the mm-hmm. county.
So go back to the social justice goal, and I know the Board of Commissioners in Orange County in general have a set of just sort of overarching goals that they want to achieve with pretty much every policy and kind of overarching issue. What is the relationship of economic development to social justice specifically?
Well, one aspect of it, I think maybe the most obvious, is the idea of creating a community of that's economically self-sufficient, so mm-hmm. that folks who can live here, can work here, be part of the community, not just in their sort of residential capacity, but in their work-life capacity as well. And so the other aspect of it is, how do we maintain a community that's socially and economically and racially diverse? And so being able to do that, being able to promote economic development, is a way of ensuring that we maintain equity and that we have the resources to provide affordable housing, medical care, infrastructure, all of the things that go to really, again, maintaining an equitable and inclusive community.
and want to just quote the strategic goal, because I think this is a good thing to just get out there on the table, which is that Orange County is seeking a balanced, dynamic local economy that promotes diversity, sustainable growth, and enhanced revenue while embracing community value. So all of those things together, what does that look like? What constitutes success in terms of taking that kind of overarching vision and making it a reality?
One element of it that I think is less easy to measure as a success, but I think is a critical component of that success, is how we balance the different aspects of that. So often you hear about sort of the triple bottom line or the three-legged stool of economic development, environmental protection, and equity. And you know, sometimes we have policies that are very good on one or one of the other of those, and not always on all three. And so really think being able to, you know, to decompartmentalize how we think about environmental protection, economic development, or social justice, and really thinking about how those fit together. So, for example, when we're thinking about the creation of new businesses or supporting new businesses, what kind of access will folks have to those resources? You know, will workers be able to get there? Will the businesses provide services that we know are critically needed? And so really thinking about, you know, what kind of wages will these businesses provide or benefits? So really thinking about how the pieces fit together is how to measure the success.
So I want to talk about wages a little bit. I know we'll have Mark Markopoulos here in the studio a little while later, and he also works with Orange County Living Wage in addition to being on the Board of Commissioners. So that's an ongoing effort that's happening sort of outside county government, but it's something that county government focuses on too. I remember the Chamber of Commerce does this inner city visit every other year. We were in Athens, Georgia 6 years ago, and the economic development director there was so excited because they had just gotten the Caterpillar plants. They're making bulldozers, and he was so excited partly because of the deals that they had struck with this company, and part of the deal was, oh, we're not going to have any issues with unions here. We're not going to have any issues paying the workers the wages that we want to pay them, and lost half the room when he said that, because that's not what Orange County is. But making that happen is a challenge as well.
It is indeed, the way you phrased the question was interesting when you talked about sort of how do you measure success. Mm-hmm. I think again, a more traditionally kind of narrower view of economic development looks at success only at the tax base, right? And that, you know, for a long time, you know, I've been in Orange County for, I don't know, almost 30 years. For a long time, these discussions were all about how do we increase the non-residential tax base? That was sort of the only measure. And, you know, you're exactly right. What we want to look at is a broader measure of success: living wages, housing. You know, is there a way that to ensure that farmland stays profitable? Mm-hmm. You know, and then, you know, overall opportunities to reduce poverty and its impacts, you know, are related to economic development. You know, there are anti-poverty programs, and people who have studied it who said, you know, what people need, they need more money. Mm-hmm. And so how do you do that?
Speaking with Mark Dorison, Orange County Board of Commissioners, and we're setting the stage for our longer discussion of economic development here in Orange County. And you mentioned the tax base as being a component, not obviously the important thing, but that is something that keeps coming back whenever we talk about economic development, is how important is it to have a tax base that doesn't put the burden on residential property owners, right?
Exactly. You know, in Orange County right now, the current property tax base is 81% residential. Mm-hmm. And what we know is that for every $1 of property tax revenue you get from residential, it costs $1.32 to provide county services. For commercial, however, for every dollar you generate, it only costs 24 cents to provide services. And for a dollar generated by agriculture, it costs the county 72 cents. Now, that's not the only way to look at it either. I mean, I think if you look at places that, you know, neighboring communities that have done a better job balancing the commercial and residential development, you also see more vibrant communities, right? Mm-hmm. If there are places for people to, you know, if there are restaurants and clubs and social opportunities for people to get out, those are make those places attractive to live in. And if there's good public transportation, and if there are good job opportunities and good schools, a lot of which we have. But, you know, if you think about, you know, I know a lot of folks who live in Durham, and and it's hard to get them to come to Chapel Hill, right? It's the longest 8 miles in America. There's a lot there, right? There's constantly new restaurants opening. There's new hotels. A lot of it is densely developed, so it's easily accessible. It's walkable. That's very appealing for folks, especially when that's combined with lower residential property rates because they've got this commercial support coming in.
I like the fact that you're kind of tying all of this together, because I know that's something that is going to keep coming back and back over the course of the next few hours is how connected all of these things are. We'll have a section today on the arts and how we develop the arts as part of the overall economy, but we have a strong arts community in Orange County that doesn't just attract residents, it also attracts businesses that might want a nice artistic community to set up shop in as well.
That's exactly right. And that, you know, I think people, a lot of people, we generally understand that there are those connections. I'm not sure in practice we do as good a job highlighting those or taking steps to really strengthen those connections, to make them more explicit in the work we do. So, you hear it a lot when we see a small business that's grown up in Orange County that needs to grow, and then there's not available space for them to do that. So they start to look outside the county. That's when you start to see the connection between nurturing entrepreneurship and also needing resources for businesses of different sizes, of different capacities, that can accommodate that growth. Again, I think Orange County has a lot of attractive elements about it. It's a beautiful place. The environmental protection is strong. The commitment to education is strong. But at a certain point, businesses or entrepreneurs, an aspect of their decision is based on the economic realities. And if we don't have an opportunity for them to meet those needs, we won't get that development.
We're going to talk about what the county is doing right now and what it's planning on doing in the future. But before we do that, I want to ask about the challenges. The county's tax base is still 81% residential, 19% everything else. And we want to make that a little bit more closer to 50-50, at least not getting all the way there. But what have been the challenges in order to kind of move the dial as far as that goes?
There are many. I think one of the biggest ones is it's sort of a chicken and egg problem, I guess, is how expensive land is and property is, particularly in the towns, which have a lot of the amenities that people are looking for, right? I just think about how, when Amazon was looking for where it was going to build its next big headquarters we have all this land in the northern part of the county that would accommodate exactly what they needed. But what they were also looking for was walkability, opportunities where workers could take advantage of local resources. That kind of thing is centered in the towns where there isn't the land for a bigger project like that. So one of the challenges is how do we keep supporting and developing and redeveloping the smaller opportunities we have in the towns, and then balancing that with looking at what resources we have available in the county. So one of the resources we've really struggled with is our access to these highways. I-40 and I-85 run right through the center of the county. And so the county has had these economic development districts for a long time set up along that corridor, and we've really struggled with maximizing that. We were very successful with the Morinaga company, but we've had struggles really maximizing that resource. And so one of the challenges is figuring out how to make what we have marketable and appealing to the kind of businesses that we want. And that's got to be a real, proactive, engaged effort. I don't think we can just sit back and hope folks will say, oh man, Orange County's great, let's go there.
And thanks to all of you out there for listening to our Orange County Economic Development Summit presented by Orange County Government and the Board of County Commissioners. We got Mark Dorison here in the studio. We're going to talk about what the county is doing to promote economic development as we start moving into our next conversation on entrepreneurship as we continue this hour. But we're going to take a quick break now. When we come back, though, more with Mark Dorison on what the county is doing to promote economic development today. today, and then we'll talk about entrepreneurship after that. Back after this with the Orange County Economic Development Summit.
As the Triangle competes to grow and retain talent and business, Orange County Economic Development is providing entrepreneurs with the resources to find solutions.
I'm Steve Beiser, president and co-founder of the Academic Benchmarking Consortium. We are an organization that provides benchmarking information to business officer executives within higher education that allows them to tap into the power of peer perspective in order to improve decision making. I left my job at a health analytics company in 2013 to start the consortium. One of our growing pains was cash flow. With the help of a business investment grant from Orange County Economic Development, we were able to stay on track with payroll. Now, here in Orange County, we employ 21 people while serving 28 universities across the country. With $41 billion in human capital analyzed, representing 630,000 university employees, we are setting the national standard for actionable performance benchmarking data.
Orange County Economic Development is committed to growing businesses of all stages. See how at growinorangenc.com.
Welcome back to the Orange County Economic Development Summit. And now, your host, Aaron Keck.
Thanks for joining us on our Economic Development Summit presented by Orange County Government and the Board of Commissioners. We're setting the stage this half hour, and we are doing it with Orange County Commissioner Mark Dorison, who chairs the board. We've been talking about the challenges facing Orange County when it comes to promoting economic development and improving and increasing it down the road. So let's wrap up this half hour by talking about what the county is currently doing to promote economic development. So what are the highlights as far as that goes?
Well, there's a great range of stuff we're doing. You know, we provide a lot of support to the arts community, which we've talked a little bit about. We have an economic development department that works on commercial and industrial recruiting. We have a great small business support program also through the economic development department that provides grants and staff support, technical support to small businesses. And then we have a parallel program that supports agricultural development through grants and with staff support and also loans. We also have a loan program. And then we have a really engaged and effective visitors bureau that Lori Palicelli runs that does a lot of work really promoting the county, promoting everything that's going on here, events, things like that. And the county's also investing a lot of money. We're investing $4 million in 18-19 with revenue from our Article 46 sales tax, which is a sales tax dedicated to economic development. Mm-hmm. We put general fund revenues into that, into the economic development, and we use the local occupancy tax that we collect from hotels to support the Visitors Bureau and the Arts Commission.
And speaking of the Visitors Bureau, we're going to talk about tourism in Orange County coming up later on today, and Lori Palicelli will be here talking about that. You mentioned Article 46. That's going to come up again and again, too, and that's the quarter-cent sales tax increase from a couple of years ago, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So of the things that you mentioned, and I know there's a lot that you didn't mention there that Orange County does every day to promote economic development, what has been kind of the most impactful that people kind of see on the ground?
Well, I think I think one of the things that's been most impactful that people don't see on the ground
right.
so much are these small business loans mm-hmm. and grants. And I had the pleasure of serving on the committee that reviewed those applications and interviewed these business owners. Many of them were, seeking support as they grow. And, you know, it was very exciting to see these businesses, with the help of Orange County, be able to build out, to add more employees, to add more space. And that program has been tremendously successful. And so, and it's also been incredibly rewarding because we are, again, supporting homegrown efforts. I think the work that's been done, around the EDDs, particularly the Buckhorn Economic Development District, to bring some infrastructure out there, which we know is a critical component to attracting business, has been very important. And then, I think a lot of what people see, they don't, going back to what we said earlier, don't necessarily connect to economic development. So the vibrant, like all the art walks and the programs celebrating the arts, those are economic development efforts. You know, the farmers markets, the Terra Vita events are coming up. You know, the host of programs that happen that's what I think people experience on the ground don't necessarily connect that to economic development, which is, I think, a challenge that we need to address.
As much as we talk about tourism, I think a lot of times we think about people coming in from four states away, but tourism can also be people coming in from Raleigh, right, and experiencing all of these things.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, and when we know that it happens the other way, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we really want to be able to draw people in. And so that people from Raleigh, from Alamance, from Chatham, you know, that are coming here and being able to participate, for example, in all those programs I just described.
So as we wrap up this conversation and continue to move forward into entrepreneurship, overall, in terms of economic development, what is next? What is on the docket for Orange County in the coming months and years?
One of the things that I've been really trying to talk up with the board, and I think we're going to focus on in 2019 on this question, is really improving our intergovernmental collaboration. So, you know, economic development is one of those things that doesn't stop at anybody's jurisdictional line, right? So what's happening in Carrboro is important to what happens in Chapel Hill. That's important to what happens in the unincorporated parts of the county, in Hillsborough, in Mebane. And so given that we have this, I believe we really have a strong shared vision, of economic development that's dynamic and promotes diversity, really hoping to see how we can work together to maximize that. So to really see some synergies. We know we have limited resources. We know what the challenges are. We know what our strengths are. We know what our limitations are. So really figuring out how we can put the pieces together so that, you know, we're all pulling in the same direction.
Partnerships are going to be an important part of this conversation. We're going to talk about entrepreneurship coming up. UNC obviously involved in that as well. What about regional partnerships? How important is it for economic development in Orange County that Durham is succeeding in Chatham and Wake?
I think, you know, the same issues with intergovernmental collaboration intra-county apply extra-county. Mm-hmm. So, and that's going to be particularly true with transit. And as well as, issues related to affordable housing, to, you know, where do people live and work? How do they commute? I think it's vital that while we're looking at promoting economic development in Orange County, is understanding how it fits into the pieces in Chatham, in Alamance, and in Durham, particularly, which we know have economic development right up on our borders.
Well, we got to wrap up this conversation, but as we do, final takeaways just from this first half hour?
I guess my takeaway that I hope and I'm sure we'll be talking about throughout the day is again really recognizing this broader view of what economic development is, how all of the pieces fit together, and how we find strategies that really, you know, find that center of the Venn diagram where all those pieces fit together, and so we get we can really accomplish all three legs of those stools.
Mark Dorison is the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners. Thank you so much for getting us started today.
You're welcome. Great to see you, Aaron.
And we are just getting started. Coming up soon, we'll be talking entrepreneurship. We'll be talking agriculture, tourism, the arts, recruiting businesses, retaining businesses, expanding existing businesses, and a whole lot more. So stay with us as the Orange County Economic Development Summit continues, presented by Orange County and the Board of County Commissioners. Back with more after this.
You've been listening to the Orange County Economic Development Summit, an exclusive radio presentation on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, made possible by Orange County Government and the Board of Commissioners. Follow the conversation on Twitter with hashtag GrowInOrangeNC. The summit continues right after this.